So why don't you take us from the beginning here of how this got on your radar? I mean, this job has been open for a while, and you just made it known to the administrators and the board that you were interested?
Yeah, I mean, I've been having ongoing dialogue with the recruiter for some time, and various members of the board and Terry Collins. And at one point, I had earlier in the year, when the position first became available, considered it, but it at the time didn't feel right to me or my family, and so I decided to not throw my hat in. I had the invitation to consider throwing my hat into the ring, so to speak, and didn't feel right at the time.
Was
And
that
I thought it was
January?
right. It was probably around January.
And when
It
you
would have
say it
been.
didn't mean it didn't feel right, just what? Do your family likes where they're
Well, at the
at, or?
time, my son was still in his junior year of high school, and it just seemed further away that I would be able to, transition my family to Aspen because I didn't want to make a move while he's still in high school. From the perspective of the work I was doing at the time, it was not the right time there either to have a transition. I think it's fair to say a lot has changed in 7 or 8 months, and we're just farther down the road from a timeline perspective, and I think in a better position to affect that kind of a transition.
Right. And tell me again where you're working and what you're doing.
I am the executive director of an organization that I actually was involved in starting a year and a half ago called the Community Care Alliance. And it is an organization that serves member hospitals and their practices with assisting them with what's called population health management, and taking care of the defined patient population and managing their cost and quality. And so it's part of what we consider to be the future of healthcare. And actually, that was part of the reason I left Aspen, was to be able to gain a better understanding of this kind of work. And so that's what I set out to do and have really had some really good experience over the last 2.5 years. At that as being part of my more broad level of opportunity to meet with hospitals and see how different hospitals are functioning and the various kinds of strategies they've deployed. So it's been the learning experience that I had hoped to have. I live in Tucson, the corporate office based out of Grand Junction. I actually serve 3 states, Colorado, California, and Washington.
Right. Did the recruiter call you?
Yes, but we've also had dialogue back and forth, so I think it's fair to say that I've known Dave Connor since, I guess, I met him 5 or 6 years ago. I've known him since I was in Aspen. So he and I have worked together quite a bit, and of course he did the first search to replace me when I left Aspen, and I had some conversations with him at that time. So we've kept in touch over the years. So I knew about the vacancy. I knew about the opportunity to throw my hat in. He and I just maintained an ongoing dialogue.
What do you think it says about this community and the difficulty in finding the right person to run an institution like Aspen Valley Hospital that a recruiting company kind of comes back full circle because it's so hard to find people that mesh with the town and the way we live our lives here?
In my conversation, that's a good question. In my conversations with him, I didn't perceive that he was having any difficulty finding interest. Honestly, from my perspective, more a matter of I'm known and at least had been a pretty good fit for the years that I was there. So I didn't take it as any kind of a failure on the recruiter's part at all. And I certainly didn't have any comments from him to that effect.
Okay. I know that one of the some of the discussions during the election for the board was that it was really important that they needed to find a CEO that was going to stay and that, you know, blended well with the community. Maybe the board and the recruiting company, like, it's kind of like a relief. Do you get any sense like that at all?
I don't know how to characterize that, because I would say in the course of the conversations that I've had, it's been more a matter of what do they think is the right level of experience and credentials. I mean, I certainly didn't feel like it was necessarily because I was somebody that had been there before and, you know, I was proven to stick for 9 years, that I obviously can enjoy the community and be willing to stay there. That was necessarily the, you know, certainly I'm sure that's a factor, but I didn't take it to be a deciding factor with regard to what would the ideal CEO look like. So, I think it's always a challenge in any small community to make sure that you find a candidate who would enjoy living there. And we used to always say, you don't recruit, when we recruit physicians, we always say we're not necessarily always just recruiting the physician, we're recruiting their spouse and family too, because it has to be a good fit for everybody. So I suppose the ability to check that box is helpful, because at least we and they know that that's not a factor, but there's a lot of other boxes they need to check too in terms of, you know, the capacity of the individual to serve the role of the physician.
Right, of course. So now what's the next step? Where are we at in this process?
The board has elected to essentially narrow down the search to me as the finalist and commence with negotiations specific to what the contract would look like or what the employment arrangement will be. And if we go through that process successfully, which I think we both expect we will, because, you know, I have quite a bit of familiarity with the job and what it entails, then I would imagine an offer would be extended. I've really thought more about just what the, you know, the job is, and professionally, is it the right fit, and personally, is it the right time? So those have really been the factors.
When you made this decision, which was what, last month?
Yep, late in July.
So you talked with your family, and I'm sure this was an ongoing conversation throughout the year.
Sure.
But what was that conversation then? They were on board.
Yeah, you know, I, without representing each individual member of my family and their private thoughts, I would say a very significant component of it is for particularly my wife and I, because I have one daughter that's in college and my son is finishing his last year of high school. Where did we want to spend? You know, we're now entering another phase of our lives, which is, you know, near grown children, and so where would we like to spend that time? And our choices are really, were Tucson and Aspen. We weren't really considering anything else. And you know, as my wife and I took stock of what it really means to be there and how much we enjoyed being there before, it surfaced as where we both wanted to be. And before we could really have that conversation, though, I really had to make sure that professionally it was what I wanted to do. So that was kind of, it was a two-step process, I would say. And then the third step was, you know, from our kids' perspective, when you come home and visit, or when you're not in school, is that where you want to be? So it truly was a family decision.
And is your son psyched to be back, coming back to his turf?
Well, he's going to finish high school in Tucson.
Oh, yes.
So we will have a period of where I'm going to have to be commuting, or, you know, we're going to have to work out some arrangement to allow me to be up here. To be able to go to a place where I feel like I know that I'm going to fit, because I have before, and it's very easy to say that I have a very strong fondness for the people that I work with and will be working with again up there. That's definitely factors into my thought process as opposed to the unknown. So the fact that, you know, I'm going to be working with people that I like and respect and enjoy spending time with professionally is very satisfying.
You can now join the yo-yo club, which is the people who leave and then they come back.
I never heard it called that. That's probably a good apt description. But I think there is sort of a dynamic that Aspen is a very special place, and And to us, I think in a lot of respects, it's home. We moved there when our kids were in the second grade in kindergarten, and for all practical purposes, we raised them there until they were in high school.
Yeah.
So it's in many respects a lot of fond memories, and it's home.
Anything else you want to add?
Just that we're, it sounds really rhetorical, but it's really a privilege to be able to come back. And I appreciate the confidence that the hospital and the community have in me, and I'm going to do everything I can to live up to it.
And you think you'll be here by, what, the beginning of the year?
Yeah, certainly by the beginning of the year, and probably sooner. I think sometime in the fall.
Yeah. You just move back into your old house.
That's going to be the odd part of it, but... I haven't quite pictured that. I've never done that before. I've gone back to organizations that I had left, but I've never, and that's actually happened to me a couple times, Carol. And I, in Sierra Vista, the position I had before I moved to Aspen, I was there as the chief operating officer, was gone a year, and was brought back as the CEO. And so I was there twice. I'll be in Aspen twice, and at Tucson Medical Center, where I left Aspen, I had been there once before when I was not in Sierra Vista. So I have a little bit of a pattern now. Life takes you in different directions, like the yo-yo club. But when you know, it's easy to return when you don't have the resistance of the unknown.